This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
I am watching the sky, sort of. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Indeed, the home of the binary trigger, the home of Reformation, the home of Providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. So I probably need to explain what happened last night. So last night I'm sitting here, I'm doing the show, everything is good to go. I have if anybody at Genesis Communications were to come and look at my desk where I do my broadcasting, they very likely would say to me, you got too much junk on this desk, but I have nowhere else to put it. But one of the things I have on here is a battery backup. I have the internet plugged into this, and I have everything that runs the show plugged into this. So out of nowhere last night, we got hit by this crazy storm. I could hear the popping happening here. They couldn't hear that at Genesis. Then we lost power. And I knew how long I had battery backup. This was in the second hour with about 20 minutes left to go in the second hour. So I just decided to hold on to things as long as I could. And then as the hour is getting ready to flip and everything, as I'm getting ready to say hour number three is inbound, we had a lightning strike so close that the board op heard it. Literally. So it was time to pull the headphones off and just sit back and hope that, you know, I don't know what would happen if I took a strike here. I don't know if this would work its way through my headphones and I'd be sitting here sounding like I had a bad stutter. I don't know how that would work. It was awfully loud, though. So, explanation. This past week, Iran, of course, shot one of our drones out of the sky. And for a lot of people, this was the time to go to war, to strike back at Iran. But then something emerged. First off, Trump is not so quick to pull the trigger. And when it comes to committing our troops and putting them in harm's way with the largest state sponsor of terrorism on the planet, maybe not a bad idea to sit back and wait a few things out. For me, if he had done a strike, I would have completely gotten it, because I'm sort of a hawk when it comes to that kind of stuff. And there's some people that would disagree with me. And I would take that on good faith that, you know, okay, I understand. War is not a thing for, you know, it's not something to be done on a whim. And it certainly is not something to do going off half-cocked. But the fact that we didn't go to war seems to have upset a bunch of the Freedocons. So let me clarify a few things for you here. Yes, Iran is our enemy, and the notion that we might wish to avoid being drawn into open conflict today does not mean that these mullahs don't deserve to be hanged from the very cranes they use to murder gay people and women who refuse hijab oppression and people who like freedom. We have been in a covert war with them for four decades, and they've murdered our people from Lebanon to Iraq to elsewhere. And we are morally justified in wiping out their scummy leadership and using as much force as we choose to prevent them obtaining the bomb that Obama and his coterie of collaborators tried to hand them. Do not confuse the fact that it's not to our advantage to openly attack Iran right this minute with the mistaken idea that Iran is not our enemy. We have every moral right to inflict very, very ruthless payback. But let's clarify another thing. Both Iran and the leftists seem eager for an open war. So since when did either want what was best for Trump, which means what's best for America? Now, Napoleon allegedly said, and I'm going to paraphrase here, don't do what your enemy wants you to do. Sun Tzu advised the readers of his book to irritate a temperamental enemy into mistakes. And that is what they were doing. They hit the tankers, and their denials were baloney. They shot down our unmanned drone, and their claim that it was in their territory was baloney, too. So why would they do that? Drones and recon aircraft have flown that path for decades. Why would they do it now? The only reason there could be is that they wanted to be attacked. And these attacks were the perfect provocation because they were not that provocative. No Americans were killed, and we know that the Iranians have no qualms about murdering us. They were responsible for hundreds of American deaths in Iraq. An attack might cost them a couple radar sites and missile batteries, but what? So what, you know? With the sanctions strangling their economy and the Persian people restless for four decades, chafing under this fanatic rule, this would have been a great way to unify the country against an outside attacker and seize the moral high ground while splitting the U.S. all from its allies and undercutting Trump's role. And our elite wanted Trump to attack. Now, some are legit. They're legit patriots and who recognize Iran as a threat and they want it erased. And with them, you know, this is a reasonable disagreement on strategy and tactics. So save your criticisms of Pompeo and Bolton. I'm glad they're in place, even if I don't agree with some of their strategic assessment. They're doing what they think is good for America, and I can work with that. But the others are more cynical and less patriotic. They recognize that another war over a robot plane would undercut Trump's own legitimacy with his base, and maybe fatally. He was hired because normal Americans were sick and tired of having their kids sent off to fight wars that the elitists had no intention of winning, and we had no intention of winning one with Iran. That means invading and occupying. That's not going to happen. The Democrats would have loudly and proudly opposed this new war, and if they had their way, it would have defined Trump's presidency like Vietnam did for LBJ's or Iraq did for Bush 43's. Now, there are those that would say, aren't we just talking about one airstrike? Well, the advocates in D.C. were, but Iran might have had other ideas because the enemy gets a vote, and it could have voted to massacre Americans still in Iraq or elsewhere. Once you jump into war, you lose the ability to jump out when things get ugly. And when we get back, I'm going to talk a little bit about conspiracy theories in this particular arena. And these are just theories. You know, these are just theories, but, you know, me looking at it and me watching these politicians for a long time, I can make a few educated guesses here and there, don't you know? And let's remember who came before the current crop that's in place. Let's remember who was talking and what they were saying. So remember that Trump was telling Russians a while back, after my election, I'll have a lot more flexibility after my re-election. So, you know, these guys were not exactly what I would call hawkish on what's best for America. So we're going to talk about what might have been the motivation. Because I'm interested in that. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. It's portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. So, is it possible, and we're talking about what they tried to lure Trump into, is it possible that that little John Kerry Ben Rhodes Iranophile faction still stinging because Trump, you know, he threw their disastrous Iran deal in the garbage, and then he exercised their, took away their leftist free pass on the Logan Act, and he told the mullahs, maybe they told the mullahs, to provoke Trump with some non-fatal pokes in order to weaken him domestically and help restore the rule of people who always put American interests last, which is, by the way, the Democrats. I don't know. But here's my question for you. Can that be ruled out? We keep hearing from these people how Trump is an existential threat to America. And if they really believe that, it is so nuts to think, you know, or is it so nuts that they would canoodle with Tehran to defeat him? Now, if you told me a few years ago that the entire senior DOJ and FBI would conspire to pull off a soft coup to undo an election, I might have advised you to take a deep breath and maybe chill out. But then we all watched it happen. So, in plain speak, I don't know if this is what went down, but no one can say you're insane for thinking it could. And that possibility had to enter into Trump's calculations. We know that Kerry has told Iran to try to wait out this presidential administration, to just wait it out, to not do anything special with it. Couldn't you just feel the disappointment out there in the garbage mainstream media when Trump saw the ambush and decided at the very last minute not to walk into that kill zone? They literally spent all day nailing together their cross, and he decided to skip the crucifixion. And what if the Iranians were ready and waiting for us and shot down a bunch of our planes? Can you imagine that the hit Trump would have taken? Even if no one tipped them off that we were coming. And it's horrible to even think that would be a thing. But can we be absolutely confident that no one might think the sacrifice worthwhile if it dealt a defeat to the Donald? There's nothing publicly disclosed about the plan that Trump scrubbed that could not be guessed by a halfway competent major. By leaving aside the politics, which adults understand that you cannot do, was that a bad, purely strategic decision? Now, the Army War College, before they disgraced themselves by cowering before social justice warriors, and when they weren't reading Clausewitz, they learned about the elements of national power. The acronym is DIME, Diplomatic, Information, Military, and Economic. Lots of tools in the toolbox. The Iranians publicly shot down a U.S. drone, which was a military action, but was arguably more of an information, think propaganda operation. Why do we have to reply in kind? No practical military option exists to defeat the mullah, since we're not marching into Tehran unless Max Boot and Bill Kristol start getting their phone calls returned by the White House again. So an attack would have been a one-time punch to show our resolve with no lasting effect on their strategic capability. In other words, an information operation, and not much of one, since no one actually thinks Trump won't unleash hell if the baddies do something really bad. Now, if you want to hurt the mullahs, and I do, You use the tools that they can't match, even as you mercilessly disembowel them. Diplomatically, we can help the Iranian resistance, as opposed to the Obama policy of propping up the imamocracy. So let them chase their own tail, trying to snuff out internal opposition so they can't cause mischief around the region and the globe. Then there's economic. Pose more sanctions. If the choice is doing biz with the U.S. or Iran, Iran loses every single time. And we should leverage this crisis to our own advantage to help America prosper. The Far East, China, Japan, South Korea, they get most of their oil from the Persian Gulf. But didn't Trump just make the U.S. a net exporter of petroleum products by undoing the Obama oil exploration self-castration rules? Asia can buy from us instead, or they can go defend their own sea lanes. Choose. Good choice. Welcome to Texas. We win. Iran loses. We prosper. Iran sinks into economic chaos. And eventually their people get sick of misery and those murderous communist Khomeini creeps swing. War is what the mullahs wanted because they know they can't lose strategically in a military context. Only Trump can. But they can only lose strategically to our diplomatic and economic power if we choose to ruthlessly employ it. Now, the military option is still there, and the patience to await the right time to use it instead of reacting precipitously is a combat multiplier. We need to set the timetable, not our opponents. It's clear that Iran and certain domestic political actors, the Democrats, share a common interest in seeing Trump defeated politically. Their interests are aligned in favor of the strike that Trump called off. Why, again, would we do what our opponents wanted us to do? This is why I like the president. The president has no intention of being played for a sap. And this is the Democrats using war as a campaign strategy. I mean, school shootings and all these other things that occur, that's bad. That's really, really bad. Plunging us into a war in order to defeat Trump at the polls? What kind of evil is that? What kind of evil puts us as a nation in play? Well, the Democrats. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says Iran doesn't understand reality. On Twitter, he said any attack on anything American will be met with great and overwhelming force. His national security advisor, John Bolton, said all options are on the table.
We see continuing evidence of Iran's violations of not just the nuclear deal, but the non-proliferation treaty itself.
Iranian expert Joe Serencioni says new U.S. sanctions aren't likely to change the equation.
The pressure from U.S. sanctions is real, but the purpose of sanctions is leverage. It's to get people to the negotiating table. These seem to be just insulting and punishing for Iran rather than any kind of incentive.
A down day on Wall Street, the Dow was down 179 points, the Nasdaq down 121, and the S&P 500 down 27. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. They really counted on Hillary Clinton winning, didn't they? Right now, former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper is in panic mode, realizing that the so-called intelligence community that he supervised under Obama is about to be revealed by Attorney General William Barr and U.S. Attorney John Durham as a weaponized arm of the Clinton campaign with indictments to follow. The man who lied to Congress about spying on the American people was shocked back in April to hear Barr testify before Congress that, yes, he thought the Trump campaign had been spied upon by his political opponents. Coming from Breitbart, well, I thought it was the most stunning and scary. I was amazed at that and rather disappointed that the Attorney General would say such a thing. The term spying has all kinds of negative connotations, and I have to believe he chose that term deliberately. And I think it's incredible that if he has concerns, he would have easily, on his first day on the job, after his confirmation, asked his own IG, the Inspector General of the DOJ, for a briefing on his preliminary, in the course of his investigation, that is, the IG's investigation, whether there was any wrongdoing by the FBI. I think it would have been far more appropriate for him to just defer to that investigation rather than postulating, apparently with no evidence. He just has a feeling that they were spying against the campaign. Actually, he has more than that. and it has sent chills up Clapper's spine that he and Durham are actually pretty serious about checking out the real reason for the intelligence community's assessment that Russia wanted Trump to win and was meddling in the election to achieve that result. Coming from the Wall Street Journal. Former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper says the Wall Street Journal report that Attorney General William Barr appears to be investigating a high-confidence finding of the U.S. intelligence community assessment of the 2016 election sends a chilling message to the intelligence community. Close scrutiny of the intelligence community's action should send chills up Clapper's spine. In the search for an answer as to how the whole Mueller collusion probe and spying on Team Trump originated, you don't have to look very far. You need only to revisit the interview deep state conspirator and perjurer Tom James Clapper gave to CNN's Anderson Cooper. He points his finger directly at Barack Hussein Obama as the leader of the coup against Donald Trump. James Clapper admitted that former President Barack Obama gave the order to Peter Strzok to kick off his Operation Crossfire Hurricane targeting of President Donald Trump. Obama, who also gave a stand-down order on stopping alleged Russian hacking, was personally implicated in the plot, according to Peter Strzok and Lisa Page's texts. Clapper confirms the obvious. This is his interview with Anderson Cooper, which confirms that Obama ordered Strzok to carry out an intelligence community assessment, which became the basis for the entire Mueller probe. If it weren't for President Obama, we might not have done the intelligence community assessment that we did that set up a whole sequence of events, which are still unfolding today, notably Special Counsel Mueller's investigation. President Obama is responsible for that. It was he who tasked us to do that intelligence community assessment in the first place. This is what Clapper told Anderson Cooper. The intelligence community assessment would have included in it the unverified and salacious, as former James Comey described it, dossier paid for by Hillary and the DNC and compiled from Russian disinformation source by British agent Christopher Steele in the only real collusion with Russia in the whole affair. The announcement by Barr that he believes that Team Trump was spied upon by Hillary and the Democrats, and yes, he decided he's going to look into it, is a rarity these days. It is a genuine bombshell. It's Trumpian. That's what Trump did. And he's going to examine the application process used by the FBI to convince a FISA judge to grant a surveillance warrant against Trump campaign gadfly Carter Page. This is where you should go get you some Orville Redenbacher buttered popcorn and just sit back. Crack that beer. A.G. Barr is going to find all the breadcrumbs in this genuine conspiracy leading back to Clapper and Brennan and Obama. And as Barr and Durham get closer, the attacks on him will grow. Coming out of the American Spectator, last Wednesday, the intelligence community launched its first attack on Attorney General William Barr's investigation into its illegal acts and abuses of power during the 2016 election. In a New York Times article entitled Justice Department Seeks to Question CIA in its own Russia investigation, the IC makes clear its fear of the results of Barr's investigation of their spy operation on candidate Trump in 2016 that continued through his early presidency. John Durham, the U.S. Attorney for the District of Connecticut, is running the investigation under Barr's direction. From the Times report, we can easily deduce the fact that those who ran the spy op, including CIA Director Gina Haspel, are running scared from the Durham investigation. The reason CIA's analytical work is being subjected to a federal prosecutor's scrutiny is that there's a lot of evidence of criminal conduct by the CIA and the FBI. And that's one of the fundamental differences between the Barr-Durham investigation and the Mueller investigation into the imaginary conspiracy between candidate Trump and his campaign and the Russians. Durham's investigators will begin with people such as those, but first they'll want to get the relevant documents from the CIA. Those documents will include an enormous volume of classified email, text messages, and other communications among people like Comey, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, James Baker, Bruce Orr, who ran the FBI's part on the spy op from the DOJ. It's worth noting that Durham has crossed paths with former collusion delusion czar and special counsel Mueller III before. Durham is familiar with the often illegal links that Mueller, Clapper, Brennan, Comey will go to nail their prey. Rush Limbaugh said, Mr. Durham has a long history of serving as a special prosecutor investigating potential wrongdoing among law enforcement and national security officials. He was appointed to the federal bench in 2017 by President Trump. Mr. Durham has even investigated the use or misuse of FBI informants. In fact, one of his best-known investigations was an investigation of the FBI's handling of the mass murder of Boston mobster Whitey Bulger. And this is very significant. It was Mueller. Keep in mind, we've talked about this a few times, and it's been a while, and I don't know how many of you are going to remember this. It was Mueller, Mr. Integrity, Mr. Honorable, who kept four innocent people in prison for decades in order to keep Whitey Bulger from being exposed as an FBI informant. Four people who were innocent were kept in jail for years in order to protect the status of Whitey Bulger as an FBI informant. Durham and Barr are getting close. And they're going to put the leaders of the deep state coup in jail for years for their crimes against their country. And James Clapper is beginning to feel the chill. And I couldn't be happier. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Anytime. Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Excuse me. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. By the way, for all of you that are out there going, what does this got to do with guns, Bill? This is the kind of stuff the people that want to disarm you, this is what they're doing. This is what they've done. And this is who's going to try to take the election in 2020. So here's what you need to know. I'm just trying to set up a little primer for the election come for all of you that are going to vote. Do you remember when everybody was screaming equality? That was cherished by the feminists when they gave females entry into military academies and boardrooms and the ranks of police and prize money parity in some sporting events and access to boys' athletics. But now these appeals are putting sexually confused men in women's sports. And now the feminist cries are just a tad different. Equality can be a real downer when it's a principle and not a real, actually a ploy, you know. As far as my position is concerned, I put a lot of talk into combating the made-up sexual status, and we're going to call it MUS, which is usually called transgender agenda, most any other person I know about. almost first in, you know, I wouldn't say I'm first in the field, but I do a rather unique show throughout the United States. So I probably, you know, I've been up against this stuff since it really became trendy. I'm very politically incorrect on this. And so with what I've got to say today, as I say to all the must-men athletes out there, this is probably going to be confusing. Best of luck to all of you guys. May the best man win. I'm not seeking the Democratic presidential nomination, Biden style, you know. I'm using the wrong pronouns for that. It's that, and I'm using a twist on a quotation attributed to Abe Lincoln. The best way to eliminate a bad law or social law is to apply it strictly. I believe that anyone who wants equality should get equality. And they should get it good and hard. And up until the rise of the must man, the whole male-female equality had been a one-way street called Feminism Avenue, sort of a equality lecture and selective application equals whatever advantage I darn well will want at the moment. The prestige-oriented feminists could complain about too few female CEOs while never being asked about too few female garbage collectors or iron workers or loggers, or why women aren't subject to the selective service registration. Politicians could bloviate about the workplace and, intersex wage gap, which somewhat favors men, and ignore the workplace intersex debt gap, which greatly favors women. Activists could sanctimoniously agitate over men out-earning women in acting while uttering nary a peep about women out-earning men in modeling. Professional female soccer players and other athletes could lose to 14-year-old boys and lobby for the same pay as the men without being laughed at and never be told the obvious. If you want the men's money, emerge from your separate protected athletic realm and try playing in the men's arena and succeeding. Your separate isn't equal, honey. But now, enter the must men. They've won females' competitions in track, weightlifting, golf, long driving, cycling, and are generally breaking barriers, and sometimes bones in women's sports everywhere. This is called unfair. And I have railed against this. But then I have to ask myself, why? Why did I rail against it, though? Why was I against this? As one commentator put it, I'm constantly told that men and women are equal and that gender is a social construct. I'm constantly shown really tough, you know, bad crazed women on TV and in movies that can beat up men easily. I'm told a woman can do everything a man can. So why segregate sports? Why indeed? What's the problem? I also grew up hearing a woman can do anything a man can do. Case closed, right? Well, were they really serious about that? I guess I missed the joke, hearing the line screeched over and over and over and over again, year after year, in any and all circles, in every relevant debate, whenever the least convenient. Maybe my humor meter was malfunctioning. For 4 decades, possibly. 5, maybe, I don't know. The culpability of feminism and its enablers in advancing the must agenda goes beyond this. For a couple of generations, the theory the thought police demanded assent to was gender neutrality. Dogmatically, they stated that the sexes are the same, but for the superficial physical differences, and therefore, if you raise boys and girls identically, they'll end up identical in capacity. So intense was this dogma that, you know, related feminist Camille Paglia Angry feminists would corner her on college campuses and insist that hormones didn't exist and that even if they did, they couldn't possibly influence behavior. But gender neutrality was a theory of convenience because after all, the sexes were the same beneath the skin. There could be little justification for traditional sex roles and excluding women from once all male arenas. And of course, if feminists and their cap-on enablers hadn't eschewed white male logic, linear logic, excuse me, they might have realized that ideas have consequences, that A can lead to B. And in this case, A was the thesis that the sexes are the same except for the superficial physical differences. B is the corollary. Change the superficial physical difference and you can be the opposite sex. It's the logical devolution from gender neutrality to the must-man's gender identity. And the former absolutely led to the latter, and feminism absolutely laid the groundwork for it. So when I now hear complaints about athletic exploits, my unmusical self plays the world's smallest violin. And these triumphant individuals are merely providing an object lesson to the consequences of advancing momentarily convenient lies. Some will now mention that innocent women and girls suffer here along with the feminists. Here's the problem. Women broke percentage-wise for Democrats in last year's midterms, 59 to 40, meaning well-intentioned or not, 6 out of 10 recently empowered a political group advancing the must agenda. As for the rest of the ladies, ask yourselves, did I ever say, even just in the heat of the moment, a woman can do anything a man can? Did I ever cheer for those who do? Did I ever utter any other feminist battle cry? As for a solution, as long as men insist on talking equality's talk, we should insist on walking the walk. For it's easy to be idealistic when you don't have to live with your ideals. And equality, self-righteousness is all fun and games until you're no longer one of those people who are more equal than the others. So let's apply strict acceptance and strict equality. This is what they said they wanted, right? This is what they said. This was the proposition they wanted to do. So, hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.